The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Today is Wednesday of Holy Week. This is Father Stephen Reynolds, the pastor of St. Elizabeth Ann Seton Catholic Church in Houston, Texas. Judging from the scripture readings from the Masses of Holy Week, Judas emerges as one of the chief figures in the narrative of Jesus' passion, death, and resurrection. His betrayal is on view today in the reading from Matthew chapter 26. One of the 12, who was called Judas Iscariot, went to the chief priests and said, "What are you willing to give me if I hand him over to you?" They paid him 30 pieces of silver, and from that time on, he looked for an opportunity to hand him over. Not to be cynical, but we can't help but to conclude that Judas wasn't a very good negotiator. 30 pieces of silver sounds impressive, but many scholars think that it wasn't much more than a few hundred dollars, if that much. More significantly, in the Old Testament books of Exodus and Hosea, the value of a slave was reckoned as 30 pieces of silver. Jesus is depicted by this price as a pawn of the powers around him, as someone who has no value. With a bounty of 30 shekels on his head, Jesus was branded as a low-value target, a person almost not worth their attention. How wrong Judas and the chief priests were. Before them was the greatest treasure ever entrusted to the human race, and they viewed Jesus as a problem, a worthless bother. But in a certain sense, Jesus was a slave. Not by nature, but by choice. He willed to be treated as the lowest of the low, so that by his humility and obedience, he might show us the way out of the misery of sin and death. He took that misery upon himself and drained the swamp of the deeply rooted evil of the world. This day has been called in ancient times Spy Wednesday, as a reference to Judas searching for the most opportune time and place to betray the Lord. His interior radar must have been on high alert since accepting the bribe of the high priest. When the timing of the Last Supper became clear, Judas must have slinked away to his masters to alert them. And it was Judas himself who led the arresting cohort and identified Jesus. Well, where did Judas go wrong? We know so little about him, it's hard to say. However, it is clear that Judas had a weakness for money. When Mary of Bethany anointed Jesus with costly perfume, Judas complained about the extravagance, not out of a sense of justice, however misplaced, but out of greed. He wanted the value of the perfume for himself. The scriptures are clear in identifying greed and theft as ongoing sins of Judas. It's also clear from the fact that Judas initiated negotiations with Jesus' enemies, that he was very much the catalyst of these events from a human perspective. We never want to forget that Jesus is always in complete control of the unfolding of his passion. But at the same time, Judas initiated from a human perspective this whole episode. The high priest didn't go to him with a proposal. He went to them. Judas wasn't entrapped or tempted. Instead, Judas made a decision, an evil decision, a willful and deliberate sin to betray the Lord. To paraphrase the saying, it profits a man nothing to gain the whole world and lose his immortal soul, but for 30 pieces of silver. Not much of a trade-off. St. Matthew tells us later on that Judas regretted his decision and tried to return the money. The temple priest used it to buy a burial field, since it was blood money. Judas went on to commit suicide out of despair. Some of the gruesome details are contained in the gospel accounts. But it didn't have to end that way. Judas clearly had regrets, but they didn't mature into contrition and conversion. There's a difference between regret and repentance. Perhaps if Judas had been more trusting of Jesus, like the other apostles, all of whom, save one, abandoned the Lord, then he could have asked for forgiveness and become a great saint. What a waste. God bless you.